Hello?
Yeah, sorry about that, Chris. We have our automated system like that we use for calling out. They set it for an hour, so it kicked us off. So we're trying to get them to bump it up to at least like an hour and 20 minutes or so, because sometimes our calls kind of run over. So that's what actually happened. Sorry about
Okay.
that. All right, and but yeah, so one last reminder, and we're going to actually look on the calendar to see what actually works for you to talk with the onboarding team. But the one last reminder, be sure that your client onboarding meeting, which we're going to figure out here, will be scheduled. So if you need to change it up at any time, go ahead and just let us know in advance. But you're also going to get a text and an email an hour before. And, if you have to change it or anything, you can do that through the email or text. If you need to, let us know, hey, something came up, need to update it. So no worries. All right. So, and I am about to get your payment process here. And let me get this, make sure I got all the notes in here correctly. All right, and Chris, what time between tomorrow and matter of fact, let me take a look at the calendar to see if we still have any positions open.
If you have something tomorrow for later in the afternoon, the later the better.
Okay, let me take a look and see what we have here. Do-do-do-do-do. So I have something at 3 p.m. and I have something at 4 p.m.
Let's do the four. That'll like guarantee I'm done with work for the day, so.
Okay, cool. Let me click on here and make this appointment for you. All right, copy your info here. All right, and we got you scheduled tomorrow. And again, you'll get an email and you'll get a text letting you know that, just a reminder an hour before. And so just in case anything changes, you'll be able to respond back to them that way. And let me put your email in so I can send this appointment for you. Gmail.com. And client. All right, and so I got that, and that should be it. Oh, got that.
Have you heard from Chris? I'll call him.
And Chris, you might get a text message that comes through. Let me see if that actually sent out. Yeah, so you should have a text message. Do you see that text message in your in your notifications?
Let me look here.
It should say, Chris, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. We have on file. Please click here. And it's going to give you a little link that says My Local Splash terms to accept subscription mm-hmm. terms. Okay, if you can click that link for me, that's just the terms and conditions. And you have to, once you open it up, it's a small little box on the left-hand side that you have to click. And then if you just, just write your name in as it's, you know, printed there and then just hit OK or submit, that's going to email the terms and conditions to you and then send that back to us also.
Okay. Confirm signature. Okay, now I hit confirm signature and it took me to Local Splash. It's asked for username and password.
Yeah, no worries. That's all it's going to do. And so that's going to come back over to me. And so you'll get your login too. Like, the team usually sets up your login in about 5 to 7 days to the dashboard. So they, email all that stuff over to you too or send you a text message.
Okay.
Put this in. So you are good to go, brother. You good? You should get, your email with your, with everything, with the summary and all that stuff is going to come to your email in a few minutes. So you should see in about 30 or 40 minutes. You have you scheduled for your call tomorrow around 4 p.m. And, again, just if you set aside at least an hour, but usually it might take about 30 to 45 minutes. They're just going to go through everything with you. And you're good to go, brother. And so if you got any questions, I sent you an email from my direct email, too, so you have that. And I'll send you a text. Let me send you a text, and this is going to have my contact number. And so if you have any questions, you can definitely give me a call. And, if you're ready to do the Coder Home Services again, I'll put that on hold. I'll put that on a 2-week hold. So, no one can take that position in that area. And so, if you want to go ahead and, do that next week or the following week, we can go ahead and knock that out and get that one up and running for you too.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Chris. I appreciate your business again. I hope you have a good evening with the family and the wife and, enjoy the football game tonight. I think it's one coming on Amazon now.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a good one. Stay safe. All right. Now.